The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
In the book of Isaiah, it says, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Is this a good evangelism verse? Hello, friend. Welcome to Grace in Focus. Today, we are starting a short series on the book of Isaiah. Thank you for joining us here on the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Learn more about us at faithalone.org. You will find a lot of information there. And also, we invite you to view our short videos. You'll find them at the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. And once again, our website, faithalone.org. Now, with the beginning of that new series and our discussion today from Isaiah chapter 1, here are Catherine Wright and Ken Yates.
We are going to, for the next few podcasts, do something a little bit different. Many of you know that GES is putting out a commentary on the Old Testament, and we have a number of different writers for it. And for the book of Isaiah, it is none other than my partner here. And I've called her the guru, the Isaiah guru. And so we're going to do some of the verses in Isaiah. Just pick a few that are of interest, maybe to Free Grace folks or maybe just evangelicalism in general. But before we do, Catherine reminded me, we need to give a shout out.
Yeah, we do.
To a young lady in Bismarck, North Dakota. We just did a regional there and she was in the back and her name is Faith. So Faith, Faith would, when I gave the message on Sunday, if I repeated something, she would shout it out in the back.
That's right.
And I told her she was quite an encouragement to me after the service. So, Faith, we sure appreciate you. And looking forward, if the Lord tarries, to seeing you the next time we're in Bismarck. So just hello to Faith. Mm-hmm. All right. We are, again, just going to pick some verses that are interest or misunderstood in the book of Isaiah. Mm-hmm. And you suggested one of them is found in the first chapter.
That's right. Yeah.
And what verses are we talking about?
Well, arguably, I mean, obviously, when many people consider Isaiah, Isaiah 53 comes to mind. But I would argue Isaiah 1, 18 and 19 are, well, 18 really is a pretty popular verse. It's got to be in the top three most famous verses in the book. You want to read them for us or read it?
Sure. Verse 18, I use this all the time if somebody says something that I think is not very wise or it's taken out of context. But I like this verse. Verse 18 says, "Come now and let us reason together." I use that when people disagree with me and I think I'm right. "Come now, let us reason together." But
why are you such a dummy?
Isaiah says, "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. And here's where it gets interesting. Mm-hmm. What does Isaiah mean? And you can see why this is used so often among evangelicals as an evangelistic verse, because it says, "Though your sins," this is the Lord talking, "though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. You didn't tell me to read it, but the next line, "if you are willing and obedient."
That's right.
All right.
That's so the part that people skip that part. But
so they stop at the end of verse 18.
They do, yeah. And looking at this passage, it's funny. I tell people, sometimes, you know, the Bible just hurts your feelings. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, you hear those verses and we sing them in our hymns and they're just so ingrained in the way we speak and we understand them, I think, typically, traditionally, as being a reference to salvation. All my sins have been washed away, and we have that idea. But sometimes the Bible will hurt your feelings because when you come to the scriptures and you look at the context, you're like, I don't think I knew what those words meant in their context.
Well, we see these in gospel tracts as well.
You
know, there's Isaiah 1:18.
Yes, all the time.
And one of the issues here is so many people equate the forgiveness of sins.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple issues here, but one of them is people equate the forgiveness of sins with being saved from the lake of fire.
That's right.
And so
receiving eternal life.
Right.
They're seen as synonymous, whereas we would say, no, there's a distinction. Forgiveness is not the same thing as receiving eternal life, having your sins washed away. is not the same thing as having eternal life. But even in this context, Isaiah opens up and he's speaking to the nation of Israel, and they are in rebellion. And right before this verse, verse 18 and verse 16, he tells them that they need to wash themselves.
Wash themselves and make yourselves clean.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So right off the bat, we got a problem with the way that it is normally applied, in that it's something that the people are to do to themselves. It's not a cleansing that they receive by faith in Christ or the coming Messiah, but it is something that they're being called to do to themselves.
And then he tells them some of the ways they can do this.
Right.
In verse 17, learn to do good, mm-hmm. seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. That sure doesn't sound like a gospel of eternal life message there, mm-hmm. right? Wash yourselves. Do these things that are socially good, such as taking care of widows and things like that.
And also rebuking oppressors. The nation at this time has a really big issue with their leadership, very corrupt leaders, stealing property, taking bribes. And so a big part of what he's saying is also you need to, it's not just your mistreatment of the poor, but it's your lack of rebuke against oppressors and bad leadership as well. So one way to look at it is he says, I want you to cease to do the evil. So you need to stop doing what you're doing that's bad, but you also need to learn to do the good. So it's not just the sins of omission, but it's the sins of commission as well.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
There's a call for repentance here.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Repentance, as the free grace circles mm-hmm. teach it, is that's something we're involved in.
That's right.
We decide, I need to turn from these sins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Lord gives us the strength to do it. But Isaiah here is calling the nation
yep.
to repent.
Yep.
And here's what he's saying to do. Take care of the fatherless, take care of the widow, these kind of things. Or judgment's going to fall upon you.
Yeah, judgment's
right?
a big deal in Isaiah, that through the Assyrians and then later the Babylonians, that they're going to get their, we say in the South, you're going to get your butt whooped. but I think also another way to word it is that the Lord is having a fellowship issue with his people. These are his people. It's Judah that he's writing to.
These are the people he's saying, cleanse yourself so that your sins can be washed away and white mm-hmm. as snow and these kind of things. We're talking not about initial salvation. It's not a picture of it.
Right.
It's talking about what his people need to do.
Right. And it's interesting when you bump up even to the verses right before that, he talks about how their sacrifices and their prayers are displeasing to him. So in one sense, these are his people. These are the people that that were given the law, the temple, the sacrificial system. These are, and he talks about how he's nourished them and taken care of them and fed them and protected them from all these other nations, but they've rebelled against him. So even though they are doing these sacrifices, they are mistreating the poor and they are allowing corrupt leaders. So again, it's not a salvation issue. It's a fellowship issue. These are his people, and they are in rebellion, and they are ignoring this call to cleanse themselves.
It's amazing how far out of context we get this when we make this a evangelism verse. And you hear it all the time, mm-hmm. like we said at the beginning. But if we're going to apply this to believers at all in the church, I'm talking about today, then the application would be when we sin, when we rebel against the Lord, when we're out of fellowship with him, mm-hmm. we need to turn.
Yeah.
We need to repent. We need to take the step to restore that fellowship. In Isaiah's case, I'm assuming when you write the commentary that this is for the nation of Israel, and Isaiah is going to them saying, if you don't turn from your sins, the Lord's going to judge you.
That's right. And that's, if I could point out, you mentioned it at the beginning, the verse right after verse 18, this will happen if you're willing and obedient.
Obedient.
So obedience is required for this cleansing to occur. It's funny, in some of the commentaries, they really try to twist that word around. They try to get around it, but it's clear. It still works. Everything in verses 16 and 17 shows that. But also notice what the result is. If you are willing and obedient, in verse 19, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword.
There's a judgment.
So I liked how one commentator said, it's like either you're going to eat or you're going to be eaten. You're either going to eat of the land. So again, the land, you're going to have good crops. The Lord's going to bless the land and you're going to have a fruitful harvest and you'll eat of it. But if you don't, if you're disobedient to me, I'm going to allow these Gentile nations to come in and devour you by the sword. And so the result of the cleansing is not that they receive eternal life. The result, if they repent, is that they will be blessed and that they will eat of the good of the land. And so eternal life isn't mentioned. Belief isn't mentioned. Nothing in here is about a gift. But even the result of their cleansing is one of blessing or cursing, depending on which path
based
they
upon
choose.
The law of Moses, the Deuteronomy 28 passages. That's what's going on here.
Right. The verses all leading up to verse 18 and then right after clearly show that this is not a salvation passage. And so we shouldn't be using it. And so now whenever you hear that in your songs, you can cringe along with me.
And folks, this is just another reminder. Look at the context, but also remember, Israel is not the church.
Yeah.
And I know many of our listeners already realize that. But whenever you read any passage, who is he talking to? Mm-hmm. Who's being addressed here?
And I'll also just to piggyback on that, some people are going to, you know, I've heard some people say, well, I still like that verse to be used in that way and I'll keep using it. But if I could just maybe push back on that a little bit and just point out, what if you're an unbeliever? And you come to this and you've been told this is a salvation verse and then you read it, it's very highly likely that you're going to walk away thinking, well, I have to do good and I have to help widows and I have to go out and adopt some orphans or whatever in order to be saved. And that's when we were presenting a false gospel to the world. So it does matter, even when it's one of our favorite verses. If you see that that's been used out of context, we need to be willing to set that aside.
Okay, give up our traditions when we when they're contrary to what the scriptures have to say. And remember, the gospel is one of grace. And Isaiah here is talking about works, mm-hmm. works. But eternal life is given by grace. And remember, keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, a discussion from Isaiah 6, probably Isaiah's most remembered day. Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.